Amen. It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. Once again, thank the Lord for Spirit moving. We all have needs and slides, stuff that we go through. And the Lord knows our hearts. He knows what we face this day. We preached that the other night. Amen. And I believe the Lord is still in this revival. Amen. Tonight, I don't think He never left the church last night. I think He sat here and waited on us to come back. I think the Spirit will move if we let Him. Amen. The moment, amen, we put restrictions on God and we put the restrictions on the service, that's the moment the Lord leaves. Amen. Church, the Lord wants to have mercy for a foothold in this church tonight. Amen. Church, I believe we need to get in His Spirit. We need to get into His Word. Amen. We need to know what we're talking about. Amen. Church, there's lost people out in this world. There's people that's going to die today. And go through the devil's hell. I'm going to say that to them. Church, many people are going to leave this walk of life tonight, lost and undone without God. Amen. Church, the word's been preached this week, just as good as I ever heard it. Amen. We seen somebody get saved last night. We've seen a rededication. Amen. Amen. You can't tell me that God don't save anymore. We've seen it this week. I got a brother with me tonight that came up here. Amen. He's getting baptized this Sunday. You can't tell me God ain't moving. He's saving. Amen. He's still alive.
Amen.
Praise God. God worked miracles in our lives. Amen. Amen. The lady come forth, sister come forth last night. God worked a miracle in her life last night. Amen. Church, when people talk about miracles, amen, we think about something that they say it's almost impossible to happen. And it's going to take a miracle to happen. But I know somebody that's a way maker. Amen. I know somebody that can make a miracle happen tonight. Amen. Amen. We've seen it happen each day. And I've seen it happen as I grow older in my Christian walk. I've seen God work miracles every day. Church, she made a miracle happen. Praise God.
Yep.
Amen. Church, I've been looking forward to tonight. Amen. I tell you, I was on cloud nine going home last night. Me and my wife talked about the service when we got home. Amen. I thought about it. I dreamt about it last night. Brother Jerry. Amen. When I woke up this morning, I was bouncing off the walls ready to get here. Amen. Church, you ever feel that way? Amen. For saved, we need to feel that way. Amen. Amen. If you let your flame go out, we're in trouble tonight. Amen. The flame is flickering, but it never went out. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, I feel good in the Lord tonight. Amen. Church, open up the book of Mark, chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 21. I'm going to tell you how powerful God is tonight. I'm going to tell you what miracles He worked in people's lives. Amen. I'm going to tell you just how good the Lord is.
Yeah.
If you don't know already.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, I tell you. Amen. I've heard about stuff here in the hospitals. Amen. We've seen people healed. We had a guy that, of course, he's passing going home, but the doctors didn't give him no hope. Now it's church. Brother Jackie, amen. The Lord, the doctor said, you got stage 4 cancer, brother. There ain't no way you'll make it another month. Amen. And if I remember right, man, I believe he lasted almost another year. Amen. I believe God worked a miracle in that body. Amen. I believe, amen, he went on. Amen. He was ready to meet the Lord when he left. That right there in itself is a miracle, church. Amen. It don't have to be a health issue. It don't have to be a health thing. Yep. But being saved, the Lord works a miracle in your heart. Amen. That's good enough for me.
Amen.
Praise God. Good preaching. Amen. Verse 21, chapter 5. And when Jesus was passed over again to my ship and to the other side, how much people gathered to Him, He was nigh to the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Him, he fell at His feet. And besought Him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come by and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many pains, many physicians, and had spent all that she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched the garments. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately knowing to himself that the virtue had gone out of him, turned about the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude throwing thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around to see that it was done as the same. But But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that was done to her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, daughter, thy faith that made thee whole, go in peace and behold that plague. Amen. Yeah. When Hilal sat in his face, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house a servant which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, but only believe.
Yeah.
And he suffered no man to fall. He was saved Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and see the tumult, and then they wept and wept greatly. And when he was come in, he said to them, why make thee this anew? And we, the damsel is not dead, but asleep.
Amen.
And they left the tomb scorned. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel. And then they were with him and entered where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said to her, Tabitha Kumei, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway, the damsel rose and walked. For she was at the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it. And commanded something should be given for our deeds. Lord, Heavenly Father, we just pray, Lord, you come tonight. We just pray that you bless this word. It's going to be free. We just pray that you bless my heart. We just pray we see people saved tonight. We just pray that people know the power of you. And what you have to do tonight. We just pray that your spirit move. We just pray that you draw people tonight. We just pray that your spirit draw the heart to the law. Lord, we thank you for the service we've had. We thank you for the songs that were sung. And we just pray that you bless this word tonight and be honored that, Lord. And we just pray that there's no one here tonight as long as they don't know you. And if we burn to sin, I just pray they come and leave us to throw the grace tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We ask God to save us tonight. In your name,
amen.
Amen. Church. I tell you what. Amen. We talk about miracles in this life. And we talk about things happening. Amen. We want to see people healed. How we want to see people take the cancer away.
Yep.
How we want to see colds healed.
Yep.
How we want to see the flu go away.
Yep.
There's people in there dying of diabetes, brother. There's people in there suffering an awful suffering death.
Amen.
But you know what? Nobody's praying for the soul.
Amen.
Nobody wants to see a miracle happen in the soul. Amen, church. God can heal. Don't get me wrong. Amen. This little girl was dead. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe Jesus knew he was dead. As a matter of fact, he said he was dead. Amen. But he wouldn't prove a point when he could. Amen. He rose that little girl up.
Amen.
He rose the little girl up. But there was no faith in the people. People lost their trust in God.
Amen.
Jesus came forward. Amen. He said, little girl, rise. And she came forward. Amen. Church. Amen. He's still in the miracle business. Amen. He can still save. He can heal the cancer. He can heal the pneumonia. He can heal the diabetes.
He can heal the soul tonight.
He can heal the soul tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Church, let me tell you something. I've always heard growing up, and I hear preaching, amen. The worst kind of sickness you can have is being sin sick.
Amen.
Amen. Church, you're living a life that's unpleasing to God. Amen. Unpleasing and going against the Bible, what it believes. Amen. I believe we're going to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But God can clean you up. Amen. God can heal that sickness.
Yeah.
He's got the antidote tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Come to the Almighty's position.
Yeah.
Amen. Can he heal that soul?
Yeah.
Amen. I've seen it happen many times. I've seen it happen last night.
Amen.
Praise God. I've seen it happen last night.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Church, let me tell you something. This revival is not pre-planned.
Amen.
Amen. We don't plan for somebody to be saved. Amen. We don't know what's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. We walk in here, we come in one mind and one accord. That's what the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We come in one mind and one accord.
Yeah.
Amen. The Spirit is free to move.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Things start happening. Amen.
Yeah.
Souls start getting convicted. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That conviction starts moving. The Spirit starts growing. Amen. Next thing you know, somebody's getting saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's a miracle.
Amen. Yeah.
That's a miracle happening in that soul, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
Amen. That's not something I can do. That's not something Randy or Jerry or Dan or Nathan or Eric can do.
That's
amen. That's God Almighty.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the Spirit moving.
Yeah.
That's miracles happening every day, Brother.
Amen.
I would love to see the cancers healed. I would love to see miracles happen in the hospital. I would love to see the hospitals be done away.
Yeah.
I would love to see the funeral homes go away.
Yeah.
Amen. But in the times we're living, the world's getting more wicked every day. They're going to be around a while.
Amen.
Come on, let me tell you something tonight, church. If we're saved and we know the Lord, amen, we're going to a place. Yeah. Now we won't need the food hall. Yeah. We won't need the hospital. Yeah. We won't need any of that mess. Amen. Because we're going to live in peace.
Yeah.
In perfect health.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says we're going to have a glorified body.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glorified body.
Like on you.
No more sickness.
Thank
God. No more pain.
Amen.
No more funeral homes.
Yeah.
No more hospitals. No more doctors.
Amen.
Amen. The only doctor is going to be up there is the one that saved and was ready to meet the Lord.
Amen.
They're going to go. They're going to have a glorified body also. Amen. Church. Amen. I, when I get to heaven, amen, I'm going to see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel sick in my stomach and go take some medicine. Amen.
Right.
I'm not going to have to go find a doctor and heal me. Amen. I'm not going to need that. Amen. Because I'm going to be perfect health.
Yeah.
That's a miracle,
yes,
brother.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a miracle's working. Let me tell you something. How this little girl, amen. She had died, or Jesus, amen, fell asleep. Amen. Amen. Jesus knew what he was doing that day. Amen. He knew he didn't have to rush to get there. Amen. Oh, people these days, amen. Oh, Jesus, you gotta hurry up. I need this in my life. I need this done ASAP. It's gotta happen. Jesus moved.
Amen.
Jesus knows what's going on, man. He's got a plan for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Amen. He's on time, every time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Church, I'm going to flip over some more reading tonight. Amen. I tell you, I just feel good to the Lord tonight. Amen. This revival's done me a lot of good. Amen. Amen. If the revival hurts us, amen, it does us no good. Amen. We need to be on the offer. Amen. That's just the church. Amen. Nobody wants to hear the word anymore, Brother Danny. Amen. They want to hear something to tickle their ears. Amen. But the Bible says these days people have itching ears. Amen. Now they want to hear the things they want to hear. Amen. They don't want to hear the good stuff anymore. Amen. I preach the other Sunday. A lot of people want you to put chocolate and sugar on it to make it taste better. Amen. Amen. Then they want to hear it. But when we hear the cold hard truth, and we hear the things we need to hear, the closer we get to God.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what. That's true. I tell you what. You can't buy that story.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Chapter 11, book of John. Give me an amen from there when you get to there. John chapter 11, verse 13. Let me tell you about another miracle. Amen. I tell you what. Hey, man, let me put it back up to verse 11. I apologize. These days said he, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. How many Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking him rest and sleep. Then said Jesus to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, amen. He wouldn't make a point, brother, amen. He had to sleep, he's dead, brother, amen. He's dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there. To the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. This said Thomas, as which is called Didymus, and to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. And when Jesus came, he found that he laid in the grave 4 days, amen. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning the brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee.
Amen.
Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again.
Yeah.
And Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, amen, listen to this.
Yeah.
And Jesus said to her, I'm the resurrection. I am alive.
Yeah.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead,
yeah,
and yet he shall live.
Yeah.
And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Yeah.
How great is now this. She said to him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, said she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come, and called for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come to the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Now the Jews in which were with her in the house and covered her without Martha saw Mary, that she arose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goes into the grave to weep there. Amen. Listen to this. And when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And Jesus therefore saw her weep, and the Jews also weep and came with her. He groaned to the spirit of soul, and he said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see him. Jesus wept. Amen. They said to the Jews, behold, how we loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused us even this man it's not a die. Amen. Here comes the good part. Amen. Jesus therefore again groaning himself and coming to the grave. It was a cave and lay stone lay upon him. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been there dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, said unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst now see the glory of God. And then he took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard thee. And I knew that there hurts to me and always, but because of the people who stand by, I said that they may believe that thou hast sent me.
Yeah.
And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, go forth. Amen. And he was dead, came forth, and had bound hand and foot with great clothes. And his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said to him, loose him. Let him go. Praise God, church. Amen. Hey, he can raise a little girl from the dead. Amen. He can raise Lazarus from being in the grave 4 days. Amen. If he can raise himself out of the grave, I've been down 3 days, mother. All the Lord can do for you. Church, there's no doubt in my mind of what God can do. If you're not out of mind. Amen. Church, he's done a miracle.
Amen.
My life too. Just like he did Lazarus. Just like he did that little girl.
Amen.
Just like he did Paul.
Yeah.
Just like he did Daniel.
Yeah.
Just like the Hebrew children sold to the fiery furnace.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Boy, everybody gathered around that furnace, boy. They thought they were done. Amen. They thought they were done. Boy, we got rid of them. Amen. They're gone. Boy, they get a nice surprise. They looked in that furnace, brother.
Amen.
They looked in that furnace. They saw that fourth man run around, brother.
Amen.
Amen. When he come up out of that furnace, amen, there was no smoke. There was no time to be burnt. There was nothing wrong with them. Boy, you talking about a miracle being made. Church, let me tell you something. Last but not least, amen. Jesus died on the cross for us.
Amen.
He hung on the cross. Amen. He died an awful death. Amen. And through all that pain, amen, through all that torture, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what to do. Amen, brother, that's a miracle. Amen. Amen. When they put him in the grave, and they rolled a stone from that grave, boy, they thought they got right with him too. Amen. But on the third day, amen, stone rolled away. Amen. And Jesus come forward. Amen. That's what kind of God is serving. That's a miracle, brother. God's got a miracle for you tonight. Amen. He's got a miracle for you. I don't know if it's a physical need. I don't know if it's a physical healing. Amen. I don't know if you're lost and undone without God, but God has got a miracle for you.
Amen.
Amen. He can save that soul no matter where you've been, no matter how far deep in sin you go. Amen. He can always bring you right back in.
Amen. Amen.
Church, let me tell you something tonight. Amen. I invite you to come. Amen. I invite you to the Spirit move. I hope the Lord deals with your heart tonight. I hope He puts conviction on you so strong. Amen. You can't walk away. You may say, Caleb, why did that to me? Why would you want to put that on me? Because I love you. Amen. God loves you tonight.
Hey,
Brother Eric gets a song, brother. Hey, amen. I want y'all to stand. Hey, amen. If you have a need tonight, God's got a miracle for you tonight. God's got a miracle for you. Hey, amen. God wants to save you.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. God wants to take you out of that awful death. Amen. Amen. God don't want to see you perish. Amen. God wants to see you in heaven. Amen. With your family. God wants to see you. Amen. Go through the pearly gates. Amen. Meet us. Amen. The Bible says not the words that any man spoke. Amen. Amen. Your works won't get you there. Shaking the preacher's hand won't get you there. Amen. Stop being buried. Somebody won't get you there, brother. Amen. You must be saved. Amen. You must have the blood applied. Amen. He can save you tonight. Amen. There's no doubt in my mind how what God can do. I invite you to come. Hey man, this could be your last opportunity. Your last opportunity, church. If you were to die tonight to leave this world, where would you go? Where would you go tonight? When you close your eyes tonight, the Lord will call you out of here. Where would you go tonight? Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Do you know God tonight as your personal Savior? Do you want to know Him tonight? I invite you to come, church. Most important decision you ever make in your life tonight. Hey, man, church, don't go home lost and undone. If that Spirit's tugging on your heart, if God's speaking to you, I invite you to step out. Bring your friend with you. Bring your husband with you. Bring your wife with you. Hey, man, let's get to know the Lord. Hey, man, let's get to know Him on a personal basis tonight. Won't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Is God speaking to that heart tonight, church? Don't leave here lost and undone. Don't leave here tonight without knowing God. He's speaking to your heart, church. I invite you to come. Hey, amen. This world ain't worth living for. Hey, amen. The things that are in this life ain't worth living for. Hey, amen. The bars ain't worth living for. Hey, amen. Customs not worth living for. Hey, the alcohol's not worth living for. But God is worth living for tonight. Hey, amen. He wants to work a miracle in your life. He can clean that soul up. He can clean that heart up tonight. And make you a new creature in Christ. Why don't you come? 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 It's more than enough, church. There's not a problem too big. Hey, amen. There's not a valley too deep. Hey, amen. Hey, amen. God will see you through tonight. Hey, amen, church. Hey, why don't you come? Get to know the Lord tonight. Hey, amen. Don't be ashamed to be poor. Don't be ashamed to serve God. Don't be ashamed to be saved. Now, God wants to do a work in your life tonight. God wants to change the person you are. Only for the better, not for the worse. Amen. Invite him into your heart tonight. Be saved tonight. Why don't you come? Why don't you come tonight? Why don't you come? What's wrong with living right tonight, church? What's wrong with living right? What's wrong with being saved? What's wrong with going to heaven tonight? You got an invitation tonight, church. Don't pass up that invitation tonight. Hey, may God has stretched out his arms wide. He's ready to welcome you home. Church life is but a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Lord, you take you out of here just like that. It's time to get real with God, church. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? He's more than enough, church. Whatever you're facing tonight, he's more than enough to handle it. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? The Lord speak to that heart. He's dealing with your heart, church. Please come. Don't walk away. Don't turn away from God tonight. Amen. If he's speaking to you, amen. Listen to that spirit. Amen. Church, he just wants to help you. Amen. He don't want to do you any harm. He don't want to do you any trouble. He just wants to help you. Amen. Amen. Church, don't place this love alone. Church, won't you come? 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 Let me tell you something, church. Let me tell you something. This could be your last opportunity tonight. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to put fear in you, but let me tell you something. I just want to tell you how real God is. I want to tell you how real life is. Let me tell you something. We don't know nothing this side of heaven, amen. We don't know a thing without God, amen. We think we may know it all, but let me tell you something. We don't know a drop in the bucket what God has for us. Amen. Church, God has prepared a place, amen. Amen. For heaven, for his Christian people. Amen. He's also prepared a place for the devil and his angels tonight. You can die lost and undone. Without God, you're bound for hell tonight. Church, that's the cold hard truth. But God wants to work a miracle in your life tonight. Hey, God wants to send you to heaven. God wants to welcome you home. God wants to take care of that pain. Hey, God wants to take care of that struggle. Hey, God wants to heal your grief. Hey, God wants to carry all that baggage tonight. Church, I'm not going to drag you. Hey, man, I don't drag people. Hey, man, that's a personal decision between him and God. But let me tell you something. Death is real.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. If the Lord, unless the Lord comes back first, we will go by the way of the grave. That's sure. That's a promise. We will die. We will die. We're going to leave this world. Unless the Lord comes back first, church. Are you ready to meet God? I really want you to let this sink in. I'm going to get Eric to sing one more verse or whatever song. Hey, man, last offer call, Eric, if you don't care, buddy. Hey, man, let me tell you something, church. This could be the last offer call you ever had. Hey, man, church, we may think in our mind right now. I may go to church next week, and I'll give my heart to God then. This could be your last offer call tonight. This could be your last chance to get saved. And you can leave this church tonight, lost and undone, and die in a car accident. Hey, man, you can die of natural causes. Hey, man, you can be taken out just like that. But God's got a personal plan for you. God can use you as a willing vessel. God can take you and change you. Hey, man, he can do a miracle in your life. God's got a miracle for you tonight. Last altar call. Is this your last altar call, church? It's time to get serious. Do you know God? If you was to go to sleep tonight, is your mind, is your heart not with God?
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you come? Lord loves you tonight.
But before he dies,
I want y'all to know that the Lord loves you tonight. The Bible says it's not by his will that any man should perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He wants to see you do good in this life. He wants to see you make it to heaven. Amen. But you can't make it to heaven lost in our church. You can't make it to heaven with sin in your life. Won't you come tonight? I'll pray with you, amen. You have to do it by yourself. Do you love the Lord tonight? Leave that old devil behind, amen. Give it all up. More the benefits and outweigh the bad, amen. Won't you come? God loves you tonight. I'm going to say a little bit more and I'm done. I ain't going to make it. Amen. God worked a miracle in this old boy's heart. Amen. God worked a miracle in this old boy's heart. I was living a life that's not pleasing to God. I was doing things I shouldn't be doing. I was going places I shouldn't be going. But God saw fit to save me. Amen. God saw fit to bring me back. Amen. Church, God can do the same in your life tonight. Amen. God worked a miracle in my life. God would work a miracle in your life tonight. Boy, he's done many times in the Bible, Brother Jerry. Amen. Brother Eric, we've seen many things happen. We've seen people raised from the dead, blind eyes, seeing the light to walk. Amen. What more can he do for us tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Church, God is good tonight. Amen. This revival's been good. The Spirit's moved. The altar call's been given. The message has been preached.
Yeah.
Hey man, you got preaching for preachers not even holding revival. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
What more do you want? What more can you possibly ask for?
Amen.
Amen. God is a merciful and gracious God. Amen. His mercy and grace saved us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Our faith, amen, will get us to the gates one day. Amen, church. I tell you. I would hate to turn my back on God tonight after what he's done for me.
Amen.
Amen, church. I love you tonight. Amen. I'm not the type to beat somebody up. Amen.
Yeah.
But I do believe when the Spirit draws.
Yeah.
Amen. When that Spirit draws, I believe we need to listen. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I thank God for the sister last night to come forth and the brother. Amen. You know, the Spirit was drawn in their hearts. Amen. The Spirit was dealing with their hearts.
Yeah.
And they came.
Yeah.
Amen, church. I'm telling you, God can work a miracle in your heart tonight. I love you guys and gals.
Amen.
And I'm going to be praying for each and every one of you tonight. Amen.